In Genesis, it's interesting. You know, Abraham is considered the father of our faith. And as we read the story of Abraham, we see that he made many mistakes. So how could God use him and call him righteous? Well, through human and sinful Abraham, he believed and trusted in God, and it was faith, not perfection, that made him right in God's eyes. So that's why we look at the principles of Scripture and the different characters of Scripture and how God used them, like he uses us. New Living Translation, chapter 16, talks about the birth of Ishmael. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. But Sarai, Abraham's wife, had no children, and Sarai took her servant, an Egyptian woman named Hagar, and gave her to Abram, so she could bear him children. The Lord has kept me from having children, Sarai said to Abraham. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her. And Abram agreed. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian servant, and gave her to Abram as a wife. This happened 10 years after Abram first arrived in the land of Canaan. So Abram slept with Hagar, and she became pregnant. And when Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to treat her mistress Sarai with contempt. Then Sarai said to Abram, "Hey, this is all your fault. Now this servant of mine is pregnant and she despises me, though I myself gave her the privilege of sleeping with you. The Lord will make you pay for doing this to me." Abram replied, "She's your servant. You may deal with her as you see fit." So Sarai treated her harshly and Hagar ran away. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a desert spring along the road to Shur. The angel said to her, "Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from and where are you going?" She said, "I am running away from my mistress," she replied. Then the angel of the Lord said, "Return to your mistress and submit to her authority." The angel added, "And I will give you more descendants than you can count." And the angel also said, "You are now pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard about your misery. The son of yours will be a wild one, free and untamed as a wild donkey. He will be against everyone and everyone will be against him. Yes, he will live at odds with the rest of his brothers." Therefore, Hagar referred to the Lord who had spoken to her as the God who sees me. For she said, "I have seen the one who sees me." Later, that well named Beer Rabboni. It can still be found in between Kadesh and Beer. So Hagar gave Abraham a son and named him Ishmael. Abram was 86 old at this time. It's a long scripture reading, and God give me the wisdom to get through it. So may he add his blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his word.